Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You are now listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today it's going to be a special show because we are starting off with an interview with members of the Chicago group North, South, East, West. So you should definitely keep tuned for the interview. So you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yes, I'm Michael Moore.
And I'm William Barnes.
Okay, so thanks so much for coming down. What part of Chicago are you from?
West Side.
What specific area?
K-Town.
Okay.
K-Town.
So how did you get initially, how did you get involved with music?
Well, my mother, Ruth Moore, was a manager of many singing groups on the west side of Chicago. And just being in the house and music being around you all the time, it just led in that direction.
And she managed, like, the Kittens and the Vows and the Five Wagers?
Yes.
And was she was your mother?
Well, she was actually my grandmother.
Okay.
Okay, but I was raised as her son. I was adopted, raised as her son.
So okay.
Growing up, that was mom.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And how'd you get involved?
Well, I grew up singing. My sister taught me how to sing. I couldn't go outside unless I sang. So I'd have to sit there with my fingers in my ears and so I could keep a note.
So. Did you live, like, on the same block as Mike?
Two blocks over.
Okay.
Yes.
And what specific streets were you guys on?
I lived on 21st Street.
I stayed on Costa.
21st and how far west?
21st and Costa.
Okay.
Where I stayed. I stayed on 21st and Costa.
Okay.
We lived right around the corner on Cermak and Costa.
Okay.
And we met in grade school. We knew each other from grade school.
Okay. So you grew up and all these groups were always singing and stuff?
Always.
All around you. And so when did you first try to sing?
I actually first tried to sing. Well, there's stories that have been told that I've been singing ever since I could walk. Okay. My mother would be rehearsing with singing groups in the house, and she'd be teaching them some of their harmony parts, and there would be, you know, certain individuals in groups that couldn't get their notes, and they tell me when I was 3 or 4, I could walk in and sing the note for the individuals who were trying to learn the note. So.
So you were singing without even thinking about it?
Without even thinking about it.
Okay.
We actually, when I turned maybe about 7 or 8 is when I really got the notion that I wanted to sing. I started asking my mother if she would teach me to sing. And I guess with me being one of the children in the house, she really didn't want to partake on that endeavor. But through constant persuasion, she actually let me start singing.
And so, then, so how old were you when you started singing?
About 9, about 7, somewhere between 7 and 9. And a matter of fact, when I was 9 years old, me and William had another little singing group that we sang with around the corner.
What was the name of the group you had when you were 9?
We actually didn't even have a name. We wanted to be Takeoffs of the Jackson 5. It was me, William Barnes, Calvin Brown.
Leonard Edwards. Leonard Edwards.
Yes.
So you were inspired by the Jackson 5 in the early 70s, you're saying? Late 60s, early 70s?
Yeah, yeah.
And so how old were you when you formed North, South, East, West?
Oh, well, we actually started singing when I was about 11 years old. At the time when we first started singing, we were known as the Three Portions of Love. It was me and my two sisters, Anita and Angela. And I was 11, my other sister was 9, and the youngest one was 7. And that's when we first started performing.
So when you were the Three Portions of Love, you actually started performing, you said?
Yes.
What kind of things did you do?
We never did any hip-hop music.
What kind of events did you,
do? We sang in nightclubs.
Okay.
Yes.
When you were only 11 years old.
And when we were 11 years old, we were singing.
And your sisters were even younger than you?
Yes. One was 7 and one was 9. And we were singing in nightclubs. The only thing is that we had to be the opening acts on every show. So that means we would start performing at 9:30 or 10 o'clock. We never did the second show because the second show would be after midnight. But we would always be the opening act so we could go on. We usually would do 2 or 3 songs, and then we'd go home.
Okay. So, and what types of songs did you do as the opening act? Did you do like kiddie type
material? No kiddie material. No, Gladys Knight and the Pips, stuff of that nature. No, we. Matter of fact, even when later on when we were North, South, East, and West, and they would have writers coming in. A lot of writers would want to write bubblegum music for us, but that wasn't the venue that we ever sang.
Were you opposed to it, or was Ruth Moore opposed to the bubblegum music? Like, why didn't you end up doing it as a kiddie group?
We were opposed to it.
Okay, you wanted to, because you were around all these adult groups and you wanted
right,
to be more sophisticated.
We wanted to be Gladys Knight and the Pips. You know, we wanted to be like the main people that we like to imitate, you know, the sounds of their music, not, you know, the Jackson 5 and the Silvers and stuff like that. No.
So, and how did you end up getting a fourth member in the group?
How did that happen? I came out of getting to play football.
Oh, yes. William came by one day to get me to go play football. And he came in the house and we were rehearsing. And I don't know, I guess we were having a problem this day with the vocal arrangement that my mother was trying to show us. And so she asked me if William knew how to sing. And I said, yeah, he can sing. And
So how long was the group together before William joined?
About 3 years. William came about a year, maybe a year and a half before we started recording with 20th Century Fox.
So you were called the Three Portions of Love, and you were together for a few years, and then William came in the group.
Right.
And you knew him from back in the day, you sang with him
right.
on the corner. So how did you change the name of the group since you weren't three,
yes,
the Three Portions
yes.
of Love?
Yes, we changed the name of the group to the Portions of Love. We just dropped the three, and we became the Portions of Love.
And then what happened? How'd you end up getting a record deal and recording a record?
Clarence Johnson. And how the record actually came about, I'm not real sure, you know, as to what happened. You know, but I think it had something to do with the Brighter Side of Darkness at the same time, because they were recording at the same time.
They were on 20th Century.
They were on 20th Century Records also, and we were, you know, from the same production company, and we just followed, you know, right in the footsteps, you know, followed right with them.
Okay, well, we've been talking for a while. Let me play the record, and we can talk some more about what happened. So this is the A side of the record. This is called I Can't Make It Without You.
Yes.
I can't make it without you.
Okay, that was just North, South, East, West with their first record called I Just Can't Make It Without You that got released on 20th Century Records. Do you guys remember what year that came out?
74. So I was a sophomore in high school, 74.
Well, what high school did you go to?
I went to Farragut High School.
And what high school did your sisters go to?
Anita went to Farragut High School, and Binky went to Farragut High School. But at the time that the record was out, I was the only one in high school. They were still in grade
school. They were in grade school still?
They were still in grade school.
And did you also go to Farragut?
No, I didn't. I went to Weston High
School. Okay. Even though you were a block away from him?
Yeah.
So that record came out, and did it get play in Chicago?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Do you remember how high it got on the charts? Like,
No, not actually, but it was pretty popular during the summer. I think it was out the same time that Elton John had out Pinball Wizard or what around there.
Do you know if it got any play outside the city?
Texas, yes. Indianapolis, because we did telethons in Texas, Indianapolis, some other city also that we had to go and promote the record in.
What were the telethons for?
Now, that's a good question.
Okay.
That's a good question. I really don't remember, you know, what the telethons were for, but we did have to do three of them, and they were in Texas, Indianapolis, and some other city. I'm not really
sure. You were still in high school then. Did you go, like, on weekends or in the summer? When were you performing?
We performed all year round.
Okay.
All year round. Our lifestyles were a lot different than a lot of other teenagers. You know how a teenager would come home from school, and this was even in grade school. When we would get out of school, there was not come home, do your homework, and play. It was come home, do your homework, 4 hours of rehearsal, go outside for an hour, come in, go to bed for school the next day.
So was that stressful? Did you like doing that every day?
I love singing.
Okay.
I love singing. So it wasn't.
It was fun
to us. You know, and like, we were kind of show offs too. You know, so we could do something that other kids couldn't do.
Okay.
And that was fun. You know, that was fun. You know, anytime like they had block parties, we were the center of attention. You know, stuff like this. So we would rehearse in our basement and raise the window, and we had an audience every day for our rehearsal.
Like other kids from the neighborhood?
Yes. During the summer, we would rehearse in the garage and raise the garage door. And the one thing that we knew is that if we could get them excited when we went to do a show, and these kids saw us do the same songs every day, but if we could get them excited seeing us do the same songs every day, then when we went out and did a performance and someone had never saw us before, they were in for a treat.
And so did you start doing were you still doing the same kinds of clubs once you had the record out? Did you do bigger clubs?
Some. Basically, it was the same circuit. You know, Perv's House, the Guys and Gals, the High Chaparral, the Subaru. It was the circuit. The Keeman's Club. New Natural Club. You're on a roll over there.
So how did the audience receive like these kids performing? Like, did they look to you like you were regular adult performers? Was it novel for them? Like, what?
Well, you know, we had some things that we would do. My mother, our manager, did not want us to be a kiddie group that when people would see us, they would say, "Oh, they're so cute." No, that was not the object behind this. When we came out there, we wanted to be remembered because we could sing. And so we had one song that we would do, and we did it four-part a cappella, you know, with no music. And
The Way We Were.
We would do The Way We Were, four-part harmony a cappella, to let people know that we could sing.
Okay.
Yes.
And were there any other songs you did on your shows a lot?
Oh, man, our showstopper was Gladys Knight.
Midnight Train to
Georgia was a showstopper.
Okay.
Bad Luck was one of our opening songs. Wildflower.
And how, I never asked you this, how did you get the name North, South, East, West?
That was picked out by Mom. When we came and it was time to we started recording, the name the portions of love the record company didn't like.
20th Century didn't like
20th Century didn't like the name the portions of love. So they said, pick out something. And since it was four of us, my mom said, well, why don't we, you know, try and designate every area.
Okay.
So
so was one of you north?
Yes.
One of you south? Who was north?
He was north. I was south. Nita was east, and Binky was west.
And can you tell us on the record who sang lead and who sang each part? And can you give everyone's full name?
Yeah, well, our lead singer is Angela Hartshorn. That was my little sister, who is now deceased.
Was that her name back then?
Yes, Angela Hartshorn. We called her Binky.
Hartshorn?
Hartshorn.
How do you spell that?
H-A-R-T-S-H-O-R-N. That's mom's maiden name.
Okay.
Okay, Hartshorn. And then Anita Hartshorn, that's my other sister.
Okay.
And then William Barnes and me. And Binky was our main lead. William was our second lead.
Okay.
I was the third lead of the group.
Okay. And so and you said Anita sings lead on the record?
No, sorry.
Angela sings.
Binky sings the lead on the record.
Okay, and the B-side is a cover of another Kitty record. It's a version of Little Jimmy Gandy's I'm Not Like the Others.
Right.
And how did that come about?
We had already recorded the A side, which was like, Just Can't Make It Without You. And we were in the studio, and they were trying to come up with something for us to do for the B side. And they let us hear the song, and my mom felt it was something that we could learn quickly. And so within 2 hours, we learned the song, and we recorded it.
Okay. Yeah, and I know Clarence also recorded a version of that song on the Love Lights, too.
Yes.
Because he put it out on one of the CDs he did a few years ago. So, but that side never got any play, right? The I Can't Make It Without You was the intended A side.
That's right.
And it was had a very Chicago sounding sound.
Yes.
And I was looking at it. It was arranged by Benjamin Wright, actually.
Right.
And so how come did you ever cut any more material for 20th Century? What's the story?
Well, we had done a whole album.
For 20th Century?
For 20th Century. The other song that you have that was actually for AVI was a part of the album that we had put together for 20th Century Fox.
But that Keep on Dancing record was clearly a few years later, though.
Yes,
like it was. Disco?
Yes.
It's a disco record. So
yes.
You didn't record that in 1974, right?
No. We did that maybe in 76, 77, about 3 years later. But it was done for 20th Century Fox, and it was released on another.
So in 74, you only cut those two tracks, is that right?
Right.
And how come they never released anything more on you? Was it just the dealings with the label?
Dealings with the label.
Okay.
You know, I think what it had to do with around that time is that, you know, Barry White was on fire. You know, Barry White was on fire. They had
Peter Brown,
you know, because Peter Brown was from the same record, you know, Clarence Johnson also, Peter Brown. So there were a lot of Chicago acts that Clarence had that were all signed with 20th Century Fox. So it was like bidding between each of the group who could come up with the best material, and that's who 20th Century Fox would spend the money on for the records to be released, but at that time, you know, Barry was the guy, man. Barry and Love Unlimited.
So a few years later, you ended up recording a bunch more tracks, which were supposed to be a whole album for 20th Century Fox. And so in between those, you know, 2-3 years, you were just in school and performing pretty much?
We were performing, traveling.
Were you traveling during the school year?
Sometimes.
So you would take off of school to travel?
I'll give you an example. In eighth grade, before I graduated to go to high school, I missed 83 days of school. I missed 83 days of school, but was able to take the eighth grade test and got 10.0 plus all the way across, meaning I had sophomore reading levels, math levels, and all that because my mother.
Did she have a tutor? Or?
Oh, she was the tutor.
Okay.
Oh, no, there was no. My father. The way my father was is if we came home from school and you didn't have homework, he would go in the hallway where the bookcase was and get an encyclopedia and tell you to read it.
Okay.
That's no. There.
So you
have homework.
You would want to have homework.
So
pretty much for a few years, you didn't cut another record, and you were just performing.
Just performing and traveling.
Can you describe some of the places you traveled? You already mentioned doing a telethon in Texas and Indiana. What other places did you travel to?
I can remember the worst place was Muskegon, Michigan. That will never leave my mind. It was Christmas.
Where was the venue?
The VFW Hall or something in Muskegon, Michigan on Christmas. And for Christmas, we had bologna and crackers.
God,
what year was that?
Oh, man.
75, 76. It was, right the year after the record came out,
We were with Garland Green.
Yeah, we were with Garland Green. We were traveling with Garland Green. We did some stuff with Dionne Warwick. We traveled with...
Did you know the Constellations? Because they were backing her back then, I think.
If that's who it was.
Okay.
Yeah. We had our own rhythm section that went everywhere.
Okay.
We went. We had our own rhythm section that we had. But, yeah, we...
What was the name of your band?
Which Way.
Okay.
North, South, East, and West, and Which Way.
Do you remember what happened to them?
Which Way? That's Mickey and... Well, one of the band members plays with Coco Taylor.
Okay.
Yeah, he plays with Coco Taylor. Our drummer is married to my cousin.
Okay.
Cortez Jeter, he's married to my cousin. The bass player, Pulu, he's somewhere in Los Angeles. One of the horn players that also traveled with us, he's over in Europe, and he's still playing horn over in Europe, so...
Let me play, we've been talking for a while, let me play the second record that was released, which was a disco record called Keep On Dancing.
Okay.
And then we could talk some more. So this is North, South, East, West with their second record, which got released on the AVI Records label, and it's called Keep On Dancing. Thank you.
Okay, that was just North, South, East, West with their second record, which was released as a 12-inch on the ABI record labels in 1977. I think that's when it came out. So you guys were saying that you actually had a whole album recorded, and it was recorded for 20th Century Records.
Yes.
But it never came out, and that single was just off of the material that you recorded.
Yes. Yes, there was a lot of other stuff that was on the album that was, a lot better than that, but...
Disco was the sound.
Disco was the sound then, you know, and so that's probably why they released that particular song, because it was more on a disco level at the time.
And were you still in high school when that came out?
No, I was a freshman in college.
Okay.
And when that came out, and around that time... I was doing a lot of stage plays and stuff because I was part of the drama department at Rosary College, which is now Benedictine or something like that, River Forest. So.
Okay. So pretty much, was the group still together?
Yes, but barely.
Okay.
Barely at that time. I had went away to school. My sisters had... found love lives.
Okay.
You know, they have found love lives. And,
okay.
And William, he had wandered away. He was not only singing with us, but singing with other people at the time, too. So we kind of drifted apart. There was nothing major that caused the breakup. It was just that we were getting older and we started drifting apart. The glue that held everything together was my father.
Okay.
Mr. Moore, Alleman Moore. Him and my mother, he had a company called Alaru Music, and he was like the backbone of everything. And he died in 1976.
Yeah.
And when he died, everything started to drift a little bit, you know, because he was the glue. Even though he was the silent partner, the mom, you know, because mom was out in front and known as the manager, but dad was the glue that held everything together.
Okay, so when that record came out, you said before you didn't even know it came out?
No, I had no clue that record had came out.
And so it didn't really get play either then, the track?
Well, at that time, I was in college. So I was in school. I was doing stage plays and stuff like that. So I really wasn't into disco music. I didn't go in discotheques and stuff. I was still performing, so...
Okay. And was that the last recording you were ever involved with?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And was that the last group you sang with, too? The North, South, East, West? You never sang with any other groups?
No.
And you said that you occasionally did perform once in a while?
Yes. As North, South, East, and West. The four.
When's the last time the group performed?
Would it had been in... Around 79, maybe. Around 79. 78, 79. We were in Evanston. My mother, at that time, was running a youth program, which was an alternative program to drug abuse. It was called The Way Out.
Okay.
It was in Evanston.
Okay.
And we would... do performances for my mom to draw attention to the community.
To promote her program.
Right, to promote her program.
And then after that, you just left to focus on, you were doing theater, is that right?
Yes, yes.
So did you ever do any other music stuff after, pretty much in the 80s or 90s? Or
No.
Did you ever do more theater stuff? Were you in any important plays?
No, just I was in the Godspell and... The Twelfth Night, and basically all of these were productions that were done through Rosary College.
Okay.
River Force, and did some stuff down at Second City, you know, Piper's Alley.
Okay.
Did some stuff down there, a little stand-up.
Okay.
that was a dark part of the life there. But other than that, now it's I'm singing in church.
Okay.
You know, I'm... in church now. I'm singing in the choir, the Voices of Mount Ebenezer, west side of Chicago.
Where's the church?
The church is located at 3555 West Huron.
Okay.
And, If you want to hear some praise and worship, then, hey.
Okay.
We have one of the most dynamic pastors on the west side of Chicago. His name is Leon Miller, Dr. Leon Miller. And I invite anybody to come and worship with us on a Sunday morning.
Okay, yeah, people should check it out if they're,
yes,
they're out there. And William, you said you actually sang with some other groups?
Yes, I did. I sang with a group called For Real.
For Real?
Yes, Anthony Perkins, Ron Miller, Walt Washington, and me.
When was that?
This was right after, this was in the 80s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think Anthony Perkins sang with some other groups too, right? He was with the Deltas for a while?
Yes.
Okay.
Tony
Perkins, yeah.
And
did
For Real ever record anything?
No, we didn't. We just were local.
And did you ever do any other music stuff?
Not really. No. Not
okay.
Like we did with Northside Pistons was.
So you never ended up recording anything or anything?
No, we
didn't. Did any of the other two members ever do any other music?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the group pretty much was together throughout the 70s, pretty much?
Yes.
Yes.
The 70s.
Okay. You said your last show was 79.
79, so it would have been just the 70s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming down and telling your story.
Okay.
Do you have any last words for the listening audience?
Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. He made all this possible.
Okay, well, thanks again. You did put out some great records while you were around.
Thank you.
And this last track I'm going to play is North, South, East, West with their version of I'm Not Like the Others.
Oh.